Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Joseph Clough. For more information about me, go ahead and visit my website, josephclough.com, facebook.com/josephsfanpage, and twitter.com/josephclough. Now, this whole podcast is really geared up to show you a bit of more insight about my own personal life and also how you can begin to create your 2013 in the way that it will allow you to make it the best 2013, well, best year, because there's only one 2013, as possible. So you can really begin to thrive in every way. Now, as the year 2012 closes upon us, I always make personal time to reflect on my achievements, to learn from the things which may not have worked out just yet, and realign myself to a new desired outcomes, new intended outcomes for 2013. And I always suggest doing the same. Remember, I said learn from the things that didn't work out. Learnings will help you grow. It allows you to be safer and evolve as a person. We might not have done everything right, or how we wanted our year to go exactly the way we wanted it to go, but it doesn't matter, and we shouldn't dwell on such things. On the contrary, we should begin to reflect upon those aspects in a learning mindset. For example, you may consider, what can I learn from this that once learned will allow me to be more, to do more, and to love more? You see, when you begin to learn from those things that may not have worked out, it allows you to take those learnings to be more you, to be able to really adapt to future goals and intended outcomes. Just because you didn't achieve them, it doesn't mean that the year was a failure. In fact, I'd like you to consider the type of things you have achieved in your life. Allow those to be your foundations and benchmarks. Allow your mind to reflect on the type of things that you have achieved this year. So each year, this is something that I do personally. Now, usually, I do it privately and I do not share such things. But over the recent years, I always like to share more and more, and people actually ask me many questions or want to know about my own personal life and my own goals and how to begin to learn from these type of things, even the things that I didn't achieve. So there's something that I'm going to be doing in this podcast. After all, I am human, and I do make mistakes. I have challenges, and I'm always learning. And this year, I'd like to invite you, should you desire, to take a look at my own learnings and achievements and future goals for 2013. It might give you an idea of what you can do. Maybe, just maybe, inspire you to really take what you will from this and remember, all my achievements are not here to impress you. I have no need for that. I love myself enough and at peace with myself enough to just want you to allow this to be an example of the type of things you can achieve. So when I talk about my goals or things I have achieved, my successes, please take it as an example of what you can do. And I'm going to be working with this through these learnings, and hopefully these learnings will help you in the future as well. So let's really go ahead and begin. My own achievements and learnings of 2012. Now, the first thing was my book. I managed to get my very first book deal and get it published by Hay House. I'm very proud of this. And the reason why I'm proud of this is because I've pretty much got, or had, zero qualifications. I got a D in English at high school or secondary school. I didn't succeed in college. And it was hard work, and I had to be inventive with getting this book deal. Because, you see, I'm not the best writer. I've made many mistakes in my blogs, even my Facebook statuses and Twitter, which I'm sure you probably all know about. So I had to think outside the box. I thought, well, if I can't write in a way that will allow me to get my thoughts across elegantly or how I'd like them to, I've got to do something different. So I verbally recorded this book. I then got it transcribed, because there's always a way of doing something. And I'm very, very grateful for having it been reviewed very well on Amazon. I mean, at the moment, we've had over 55-star reviews. So the learning about this book, which I'd like you to maybe learn from, despite our past, despite what we've been labeled with, there is always a way. It might not be easy, but that's just a challenge to overcome. We can always do this. We can always achieve any goal we put our mind to. We just gotta not buy into society or what people say. Because technically on paper, I shouldn't have been able to write my own book or verbally record it or to be able to get it published, because my past experience would, you could say, dictate in other people's eyes of me not being able to do such a thing. But there is always a way, and it might be hard, it might be a challenge, but it's something that anyone can do. Now, the other type of achievement of this year is my podcast, which you're listening to right now. Just this month, I reached over 1 million total downloads. Now, also on top of that, this podcast is usually getting around 100,000 downloads every month. Now, that blows my mind. With over 50 hours of free self-development hypnosis audio, I started out just wanting to get my thoughts out into the world, really just outside of my own mind, and it just grew organically, where at least 80% of my time now is dedicated to my free work, doing what I'm doing right now. And I joke sometimes that what if I had a pound or a dollar for, actually I'm going to stick with a pound because that's a greater currency for the pound compared to the dollar right now. But what if I actually had a pound for each one of those downloads? And I joke about that. But what I want you to know is that I would not swap that for anything. To know that my work's getting out there in the world and the feedback I receive makes, if someone said, well, here's £1 million or your work, I would always go for my work because it's what I love doing and the feedback has been immense. And it really blows my mind and it really makes my year, even more than the book or anything else, to know that this work is getting out there. Now, the learning here, which I'd like to maybe you to consider, I have received some negative feedback from those in the industry for doing this, for giving out all this free audio. Now, even my family, even friends have questioned and disagreed with this. They've said I should be charging and making money from this quality audio. But the learning is to do what you love. Go big picture. It will come through if you take action. And if you take action upon it, your desires will become into fruition. And always remain true to your own values despite what other people may be saying or trying to persuade you on the contrary. You've got it within you to be able to achieve any goal that you desire. And once again, it's not about buying into other people's expectations. It will mean taking responsibility for your life, really assuming that responsibility and no longer buying into reasons and excuses as to why you can't do something. When we do this, and when you do this, I can promise you, you're going to see a transformation in your life. I do what I do because I love it. And I'm happy investing money in creating this audio and hosting it. It's something that I do because I just love doing what I do. And I want you to consider for 2013, what do you love? What do you want to do? And what do you want to create right now? Now, the other thing, which was something that I really wanted to do in 2012, was to create a confidence program, which deals with anxiety, low self-esteem, depression, and for that matter, pretty much any other issue if you listen to that program. Now, I recorded it. It's 11 lessons long with over 8 hours in length. And it's completely free and available on my iPhone app, my Android app, my podcast and my website. And the feedback has been awesome from this. To be able to create a real focused program, I'm looking to do other types in the near future as well. But my learning here, which you might want to take away as well, I'm always searching for more ways of helping people, thinking and creating. So it's important for us to think outside the box and consider, what else can I do? How else can I pay it forward and help more people? How can I share and contribute to the world doing what I love? We can help so many if we just pay it forward and do the things that we love for just simply the love of helping others. And this really also means to do what you love as well. Now I'm going to be heading into that subject in a little while, but just allow that to be a learning. To really consider and search and create new ways of how you can do more of what you love. And how you can share that with people in your life. Because the confidence program, the podcast, this happened organically. I had no idea the amount of views it would, or downloads it would get. And I'm full of, like, it blows my mind to know that that has happened to this date. And I want you to realize that you can do something like that too. Now, it could be about your career, it could be about your relationship, but consider creating new ways of just allowing people to feel good and come from a place of feeling good yourself. And that means it becomes infectious to all those in your life. Now, the other goal of mine has really been about time in 2012. And by far, this has been my joint sticking point for a long time. And I'll share with you the second one very soon. But time, for me, has been quite hard. And achieving the above, like the podcast, the book, the confidence program, has meant that my time has been neglected. Now, I'm happy to say that I work harder than 99% of people that I know. And I don't come there from ego. In fact, it's one of those things where I don't suggest doing what I've done because it's come with some consequences. But I have worked many long, long days, doing 15, 20-hour days sometimes for 20, 30 days straight, having a weekend off and just doing it all again. And even on that weekend, still doing a bit of work with my emails. And as I say, I do not say this to impress you. I say this because it's been my sticking point. It comes from my persistent thought of taking massive action and doing whatever it takes to help people. But that's not healthy, right? Yeah, the effects has been great to help people, but it's not allowed me to be in the best way that I should be. And it's actually caused disharmony in certain areas of my life. I have neglected some personal desires and outcomes. And in the past, it's actually ended relationships and neglected my health. However, I made the decision this year that life has to be more balanced for me. So I took a whole month away to come to Thailand. In fact, I'm back here now, but it's a separate one, taking time out. But I had to take time out to kind of recuperate and get back to enjoying life and experiencing life. So I did lots of things, making new friends, doing the island hopping, seeing temples, seeing sunsets and sunrises, and just eating good quality food. Now I'm going to come to you with the combined learning of time for me, and hopefully you can take away with that as well. But the other thing, because of time, I neglected my health. Due to the time that I invested in creating, I have not been in the most physical shape, and I put my health on the back burner for a while. So throughout the year, I started to make changes. And in fact, right now, since the beginning of December, I'll be doing this until the end of January 2013, I've been enrolled, you could say, in like a boot camp of sorts, where I'm actually working out with a personal trainer in Thailand for 5 hours a day, 6 days a week, no alcohol, just good quality food, living a clean life. And I didn't want it to come to that point, though, to be honest. So I'm not saying this to to say there's something that you should do. In fact, it's important to get the balance straight away. So my combined learning is, for I am very at peace with working hard, but now I have balance, and I definitely will do for 2013. I've worked hard to get help in with Sarah, my PA, actually helping out with the emails now, taking time out and getting that balance. You see, we work in and around time in general. Every moment, we delegate our time in order of value, our wants, and also our needs, like work, family time, etc. So when we must get true value and be clear on what we desire, what we really want from life, and then go for it, we can do it. Yes, once again, it might be hard work, it might be a challenge, but there's something that you will pay dividends in the future. Allowing this to happen allows you to grow and live the rest of your months and years in harmony and in balance. So I've learned quite a bit out of my own personal challenges, really. And it's come with some consequences, but I'm learning from that, and I really want you to begin to learn from this and allow you to get better and stronger in every way. So my intended outcomes for 2013. Firstly, I'm going to learn from my achievements. I'm going to take those learnings, especially in time and fitness, as I've just spoke about. But I want to, on a personal level, I feel I'm in the right place to focus on the areas of life I've neglected, like relationships. Knowing I'm in the right place, I do not come from a place of need. When it happens, it will happen. For my health, I'm going to allow it to be a priority and to be in the forefront of my mind, knowing when I'm healthy in mind or healthy in body, I'm healthy in mind at the same time, and vice versa. So now it's time to also talk about an exciting update of mine, which will be happening in the month of January. I've created a whole new way of making changes. I've been working hard at it in the background, and I've now come to the conclusion that this new development will achieve the following things. It's going to be able to utilize technology for the most maximum reach. It's going to achieve a personal connection and intensity you will find in situations like one-to-one work or group work of mine. And also, finally, which I'm always passionate about, ensuring as low a cost as possible, a high value for me, because I want to help as many people in the world and go beyond money. The other thing is I plan to do far more events. I want to be able to, I'm going to America and other countries in 2013 to do seminars and really connect with you and hopefully see you in your state, in your country, in your city, wherever you are in the world. That is my intention. It's going to involve a lot of work and maybe a bit of help from you guys to make it happen. But it's something that I'm really passionate about because I love connecting with you on Facebook and Twitter. But in person, when I do my seminars, like for example this year, I sold out 2 in Cambridge, in England, within a week. So I managed to connect with so many people in person, and it's such a great to have that group energy. I also plan to do some special retreats ultimately. Small groups of people where I can focus personally on you and get to where you want to be. The other thing I'm intending to do is write another book. With my podcast, I'm planning to get a 3 million downloads. That's my goal. I've hit 1 million this year in total over the last 3 years. Now I'm ready to step up my game and be able to produce more, create more, record more, upload more, and get 3 million total by the end of the year. Really aiming for around 160,000 downloads a month, all for free as always. And finally, the overall learning for 2013 is to live on my own terms, to stay strong in my thoughts, to create change whilst creating more freedom for myself. And one of the things I want you to take away as some of my key mindsets as you consider your 2013, there's exactly what I want you to do as have I just now. And I'm declaring it to you so you have an idea of what you can do as well. These are my mindsets that I'd like you to consider. Number one is to take responsibility. Be the person who takes control of your life. Does not buy into reasons or excuses as to why you can't do something. When you do, rather being a product of life, you allow life to be a product of you. So take responsibility. Even for the goals that you didn't quite succeed, say, hey, doesn't matter. What have I achieved and how am I going to assume responsibility to achieve all my goals? I'm going to take responsibility for my mind and therefore my results, despite the economy, despite my social situation. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm not going to buy into the reasons because I know those reasons may make me feel good initially. It's not going to get me to where I want to be. The other thing is to know your outcome, and this is why I want you to set out your outcomes for 2013. 13, sorry. So these great goals that you can have in the positive, not what you don't want, but what you do want. Know your destination. You remember I always talk about this satellite navigation system as a metaphor. What do you do when you get into your car, you fire up your satellite navigation, you put in your destination? But we don't usually do that in our minds. We always think of all the things we don't want. I want you to consider not what you don't want anymore, but exactly what you do want. And knowing your outcomes of 2013, take massive and inspired action. It's not always going to be easy, but it'll be worth its while if you take action on your dreams. It starts with you. It's not about others. Allow yourself to do this for yourself. Power, success, and happiness comes from within. Number four is to live with gratitude. When you are thankful for what you have, your mind searches for more. It's how the brain works. So when you feel good about what you have, feel good about what you have achieved in 2012, that causes your body to look for more things to be grateful and thankful for. Number five is to pay it forward. Why? Because it's a win-win-win recurring solution. It's a win-win-win recurring situation. It will allow you to do so much. It's a win for those people that you help. It's a win for you as it makes you feel good. Have you noticed that? When you do something nice to someone, it makes you feel good. That's a great thing. It's one of those selfish things that you can do is to help someone. It sounds strange, but you just feel so good about it. And also, those who you help will unconsciously and consciously do the same. It just spreads throughout everyone's life when you have that attitude of gratitude and you pay it forward. So allow yourself to do that. Do good for others. Do it because you just want to help people without conditions. The other thing is, number six, is to do what you love. You can do this. Dedicate 1 hour a day. And in fact, I did this on a previous podcast. I think it was my last one, which was, what if money doesn't exist or was no value to you? Take time out to listen to that if you haven't already. But ultimately, to do what you love. You can do this by dedicating 1 hour a day and doing what you love, even searching of ways to do more of it on a full-time basis. It can and will happen, but it all starts with you and taking that 1 hour off to really beginning to learn and thrive as a person. And then number seven, our second to last one, is to learn. Learn from everything. Learn from those so-called failures. Learn from your behaviors. Learn from your past events. Learn from the things you may not have achieved, but learn from what you did achieve in 2012. Learnings will keep you safe, and if you can cultivate that, it will cultivate who you are as a person and what you do in the most powerful way. And finally, number eight, live and love life. Be gentle on yourself. Love who you are. Learn to do that. Take time out in just being so thankful for who you are. Speaking good of yourself and being gentle. Look in the mirror and smile and think, I am a badass, I am great, I am worthy and I am good enough. That's not coming from ego. That's coming from truth of being a worthy person, and you are in every way. So I hope that's been of value to you. I don't usually share my goals, but a lot of people have been asking how I set goals, how I achieve my things, but I also think it's important to learn from that as well. So really allow your mind to learn and reflect of 2012, of the things that you've done great, and learn from it. And then allow yourself time to create 2013 goals. You'll notice that some of mine are just very general. They're not like a bucket list. It can be that way. This is how I prefer to do it. I like to have general areas of life to really go upon and to strive upon. So go ahead and take time out for this. When you put your attention there, you know your mind's going to be looking for the answers. The conscious mind is a goal setter. So that means you set your goals. And the unconscious mind is the goal getter. So set your destination, and your unconscious mind will really allow you to live a life of happiness, love, and freedom. Now, in the next coming days, I hope to record a process for this as well, which will allow you to learn from 2012 and also put these goals in the future. But I want you to get this really in your mind first. Do this, and then I'll follow through with another audio in the next couple of days, hopefully before New Year, but if not, on New Year's Day or the following day. So until next time, I really look forward to speaking to you soon. Always know that you're worthy, that you are love. You can light up the illusionary darkness, and you can truly live life the way it's meant to be. It all starts with you. I have complete belief and faith in you because you have the capabilities. Now is time to act upon it and become it and be the real you. So I look forward to speaking to you very, very soon. Many thanks and goodbye.